Rusty Quill presents.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So it's recording now?
Yeah.
Why are we doing this on cassette?
We already talked about this. It's so listeners can get the most authentic experience possible so they know exactly what the exchange is like.
Yeah, but can we just record it like on good audio on the computer?
We could, but...
Because this looks like a lot of hassle just to get the right feel and the tape's still running. Are people going to hear this or are you going to edit it out? Because... that's just another thing to add to the list.
Seriously, don't worry about it. It looks more complicated than it is. And no, no one's going to hear this part. I'll edit this out before we release it. All you have to worry about is pushing the record button and reading the story.
Why aren't we just taking the pre-recorded ones and putting those up?
Because I want the listeners to get to know us a little bit first.
I really don't think anyone's going to care.
Maybe not. Maybe they will. Besides, I have stacks and stacks of scanned copies of handwritten submissions. And if we only showcase the ones people have submitted pre-recorded, we'd run out too fast.
Okay, and can you do it then?
No.
Why not?
Because I have an important appointment.
What sort of appointment? Entry 003, submitted on lined paper and written in black ballpoint pen. Original exchange dated September 3rd, 2002. Written by Samuel Carrick. It's tough growing up. When I was young, my parents were everything to me. When you're small, your parents can solve anything. They aren't afraid of the dark, they know what bumps in the night, and they love you despite how much you ask them for help. At some point, that changes. I think it started for me with a hesitation. At some point, I hesitated, and instead of asking my parents to scare away the monsters in the night, I turned on the light myself, and it turned out I was capable of the same magic that dissolved the monsters in the light. I didn't need my parents as much anymore. I can't remember how old I was when it happened. It just happened. Instead of asking for help, I just stubbornly figured it out myself. Problem is, the more you figure out, the more you learn that parents don't always know how to solve the problem. When I learned that little fact about the world, it was like, all at once, all the protection they provided was gone. And there I was, afraid and alone, and figuring out how to protect myself. That made me lose faith in them. I still love them, of course. I could never not love them. It just made me question them more. I didn't just accept what they said. I questioned every answer. Even if I didn't argue with them out loud, I would in my head. Why can't I just clean my dishes in the morning, I'd ask. Rats, they'd say. I've never seen a rat in my damn life, I'd reply angrily. But not out loud. I knew my constant questions and arguing annoyed them, and every so often I'd see a little glint of a tear in my mom's eye, or the look of rejection turning the corner of my dad's mouth into a frown. It's like they knew that I didn't trust them blindly like I had when I was younger. Getting old and growing up was tough for me in a lot of ways, but it was tough for them too. They were usually understanding, though, and only ever once got angry with me. All my life, there was only one rule that I absolutely could not and would not ever break. Son, you are never to open the basement door. You hear me, boy? I can still feel his fingers gripping my arm like they were made of snakes, wrapping all the way around and cutting off the blood until my fingers were numb. You are never to open the basement door. If you do, bad things will happen. You don't need to know more, so don't ever ask. Don't even so much as look at that damn door. Your mom and I can go through the basement door, but you can never, ever go yourself. You'll die if you do. And you mean the world to me, but if you ever go through that door, I can't help you, son. I thought he was angry at the time, but looking back, I think he was afraid. Whatever was locked behind the basement door had him scared stiff. For years, I would imagine all sorts of monsters behind that door. They'd be big and ugly, with drool falling from their lips and eyes that cried blood, and they'd roar so loud, but the magic of the door would keep me safe, and Mom and Dad would keep me safe. I imagined it so many times it all became real to me, until one day it just wasn't. I don't know when it was exactly, but I began questioning what they told me about the door, like so many other things. I convinced myself I needed to find out the truth for myself, like I had with so many other things. I tried to let it go. I truly did. But I couldn't. No matter how hard I tried to stop staring at the door every time I faced it, I heard a little voice in my head saying, "Open the door." What if it's locked? I asked myself. Then kick it. Kick it over and over until that damn door breaks and crawl through. I waited till bedtime. I hugged my dad and my mom and lay down in bed. I put my head onto my pillow, and through the slits of my squinted eyes, I watched as my parents opened the basement door and walked on through like they did every single night after I went to sleep. Still, though, I waited, closing my eyes and trying to open my ears, trying to listen to their fading footsteps, counting the seconds I thought it would take them to be far enough away until I made my break for the door. Finally, I got up. Stepping quietly, I ran across the room and climbed the stairs to the basement door. I turned the handle, but the door was locked. Kick it, said that nagging voice in my head. Kick it down, quickly now, quickly. So I did. I kicked that door over and over. It was so loud. I knew whatever monster was on the other side of that door would be awake and waiting. And I could feel the springs in my legs ready to run just far enough in before heading back, just to find out what was on the other side of that door. Finally, my foot broke through the door, and I pushed myself through the hole. The broken wood scratched me as I crawled through, and then just as I got on the other side, nothing. It was cold, and above me was a large, white orb that shone against black, and all around it were smaller, brighter, twinkling lights. And there were no monsters. I don't remember what I was thinking, but I just started walking. And that's when I started walking towards the flat stone river in the distance, where you found me, officer. I don't know why, but I didn't stop to think during that submission whether or not the basement door led down or up. I guess that's because Samuel the writer only referred to the door as the basement door, which usually means you're heading into the basement and not out. Pretty clever little twist. Something about the way it ended, though, that felt more like a statement you'd give the police. Like, if you didn't know just how much or how little detail to add. I don't know why, but I feel like Samuel was trying to justify the parents' actions, or... No, not justify, but they wrote it sympathetically to the parents, like, growing up and losing trust was a betrayal to them. I don't know. I wonder what inspired this. Oh, and Cole, I'm not sure if you wanted us to give our thoughts on the story at the end or not, but you can just edit it out if you don't want it. Okay, well, I guess that's it then.
Tiny Terrors is an anthology horror podcast produced by Pulp Audio and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license.
This episode was directed by Cole Weavers, with sound production and editing by Mike LeBeau.
This episode featured Beanar and Cole Weavers.
To find additional information or to join our Patreon for additional content and ad-free episodes, visit our website, www.tinyterrorspod.com.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Tiny Terrors Pod.
Or join the Pulp Audio Discord by clicking the link in the description below.
Rate and review us on Spotify and Apple.
And finally, thanks for listening.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.